Hey everybody, it's July 7th. Welcome to Pray Today. We are in chapter 7 of Proverbs, and I love the first two verses. But before I get to those, I'm sure that you have heard of the phrase, when somebody is the apple of someone's eye. I've got this 13-year-old daughter that is just so precious, and she is the apple of her daddy's eye. That means that she is so important to me, and I am extremely fond of her. Just love my little girl, as I do with all of my kids, and of course my wife. But when I think about Chloe, I think about her being the apple of her daddy's eye. I love the first two verses of Proverbs chapter 7 because it mentions that phrase, but it doesn't mention it in the fact that we are the apple of God's eye. It's not talking about that. It's talking about God's teachings. Here's what it says. It says, "My son, keep my words and store up my commands within you. Keep my commands and you will live. Guard my teachings as the apple of your eye." So there's two things that we are to do here. Actually, three. We are to keep and store up his commands within us. Well, so we're supposed to store them up. Well, how do you store something up? It takes work to store something up. I think it's important for us to recognize that to be a Christian, a growing follower of Christ, that we need to be storing God's word up. We need to spend time in our Bible. Let me ask you a tough question. Have you been in the Word? Have you been studying your Bible? I hope Pray Today is not the only spiritual nourishment that you get each day. I don't think that's enough. I think it's a good thing that we do this together, but I really, really want to encourage you, if you don't already, to open up God's Word. There are so many reading plans out there. You can go to reading plans on the Bible app, the YouVersion Bible app. You can find reading plans all over the place. If you have Bible Gateway, you can go to their website and find reading plans there, Bible studies there. You can simply open up your Bible. I would recommend you open to the Gospels if you're not real familiar with your Bible. That's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And just spend time reading and studying God's Word. Get yourself a study Bible. Get on Right Now Media. And you should have a free account from the church, and we can get you one if you don't. And there's Bible studies galore there, video Bible studies, if you're somebody who likes doing things like that. So we are to store them up. And then it says, keep my commands and you will live. So we're not just supposed to know God's commands. We're supposed to keep them. We're supposed to follow through and do what the Word of God says. And then the last thing he says is, guard my teachings as the apple of your eye. That we are to guard his teachings. What does that mean to you? To me, to guard his teachings is to guard God's truth. And we live in this world that wants us to bow down and kowtow to political pressure, to not share our faith or show our faith or talk about what God's truth says. I want to encourage you today to make the decision to make the guarding of God's word the apple of your eye. Let's pray about that today. Lord, we know that Christians are under attack. Christianity is under attack. Your word is under attack. And Lord, my prayer for my friends today is that they would guard your teachings. Lord, you ask us to be defenders of the faith. But we recognize, Lord, that in order to defend our faith, we need to know why we believe what we believe. We need to know what your word says before we can defend it. We need to store up your teachings. We need to keep our commands to be a good witness. And Lord, we need to guard your teachings, Lord. So I just ask that you would give those who are listening to this today the wherewithal and the desire to be able to guard your teachings as the apple of our eyes. to put it in high esteem and in high honor, to cherish your word to the point that we want to protect us. Lord, we don't want to back down and live in fear. May we be strong and powerful, not pushy, but strong and powerful for your truth, and not back down when this world tries to squelch your truth, Lord. May we stand for your truth, and may we know your word. In Jesus' name, amen.